T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
If you've been listening for the last year and a half, we've spent a lot of time talking about Virginia Military Institute. And first, it was a series of expose pieces in the Washington Post that had a lot of anecdotes about potential problems, racial problems, discrimination at VMI. It didn't really convince me that there was a systemic problem at VMI, but it convinced a lot of people, including Governor Ralph Northam, who was dealing with his own race issues, you know, dating back to that blackface picture from his youth. And now VMI is kind of stuck in a difficult spot because they have been infiltrated by folks that were mandated by Governor Northam and his team, but Virginians rejected the Democrats and their race politics in the last election, by and large. So what's VMI supposed to do? I would think that they would say, hey, Virginians have made a change. We got a new governor. We've got to respond to that. But it sounds like the administration is doubling down. Perhaps I'm mistaken about that, but VMI has not come on the air to defend themselves or to explain themselves or talk about this, which I think is kind of weird since so many VMI alums live in the Richmond area and, quite frankly, listen to this program, just to be blunt. You're pretty stupid for not coming and defending yourself. If you think you're being attacked unfairly by me or our guests, you should probably come on the radio and respond to it. But, you know, I can't force you to do that. I can have other people on the air to talk about what's going on, and one of them is Bob Morris, who has been tracking the situation at VMI, is knee-deep in some of the controversies. Bob, walk me through what happened this weekend as it relates to alumni and the Alumni Association at VMI.
Okay, thank you for inviting me, John. What happened this weekend is we have had our annual general membership meeting, which all the alumni are invited to go to from, you know, anywhere in the world to go in. And what one of the things that the alumni have the right to do is, according to the articles, is that they can meet and vote for or remove or select directors that run the Alumni Association. So I was asked if I would go down there and attend and vote with a large group of alumni ranging from the class of 56 to the class of 2021, because there were some concerns raised that there was a lack of transparency, interaction, and communication among the alumni, and maybe the alumni, some of the policies coming out of the Alumni Association were more aligned with the Institute than what alumni were talking about, and the group wanted to establish greater transparency for everybody. And I think it's important, really, to kind of get this out up front. This was not about statues, DEI, CRT, or the Barnes and Thornburg report, or any of those other serious issues facing VMI. That would all have been established once you reestablish trust in your alumni and you bring everybody together and kind of reduce the rhetoric down to being a, you know, an open, transparent, inclusive dialogue for everybody, regardless of their opinion. So they had folks come in from across the country. Overseas, we had one dedicated alumni with a very serious medical condition traveled down from the Northeast. The Alumni Association put up their board of directors slate, which most folks, I know I hadn't, most folks hadn't seen. So someone put up an alternate slate. Theirs was defeated. The alternate slate was approved, which I will also add, importantly, contained a number of members from the other, from the Alumni Association slate. Actually had more minorities in some categories than that. They retained the president. It was just that they wanted to establish this transparency and this dialogue. And, you know, obviously some folks on the outgoing board were surprised, but that's because of, a lack of transparency. They poor folks didn't really understand some of the issues that were involved. And it's not their fault. They just, we're not covered by it. So what happened was the president talked with his legal counsel there and stated and declared that the motion for the alternate slate was out of order. Mm-hmm. Said that it could the vote could only take place by the bylaws at a special meeting, and the group wouldn't they didn't have enough votes to end the meeting. So the president just adjourned the meeting himself, and that's kind of where we are.
Well, help me understand, is the Alumni Association at VMI powerful in the way the school operates on a day-to-day basis? I not having gone to VMI, I hear different things like, oh, the VMI alums run the state of Virginia. It would appear to me that that's not the case anymore. If it was the case after what happened under Ralph Northam's leadership, the people that I know who went to VMI who did not like the things that were happening at the school didn't seem to wield the influence that perhaps they would have 20 or 30 years ago. So is the Alumni Association potent in telling the superintendent, hey, this is the way this school should be run? Or is it kind of a paper tiger? Not to be ugly about it, but...
Well, I will tell you that by design and by the amount of funds that are generated by the Alumni Association, and again, I've never had the honor of being on the board of directors or anything. They do have a significant amount of influence. I think the great concern, if you look back, back in the 90s when they had the Honor Court issue at VMI, the alumni stepped in. The alumni have always had a very, very close bond with the cadets, and have kind of been the conscience to try to, steer the ship in a moderate way to keep it true to the VMI ethos and preserve the VMI experience, understanding that everything has to change over time. The concern that was raised to me, and the reason I agreed to go, was because a lot of that had changed, and a lot of the alumni felt further and further pushed out of the decisions. Folks were not hearing about issues coming up. Read a morning paper, all of a sudden something blows up in the Washington Post. And then you have folks who raised concerns that never got responses, and it just seemed that things were going the way of not having this transparency and objective voice anymore, more towards what the Institute wanted.
You think that the Alumni Association would be more conservative, more traditional in the way that VMI has been run than the current administration? That wouldn't surprise me if that's the case. I'm just trying to gauge if that's what's going on here.
Yeah, that's part of it. I think that's an important part of it. They would, but I would say they would tend to be more moderate. They would tend to serve in their traditional role as the honest broker. Mm-hmm. And, if something was going awry that the administration was doing, they were going kind of too far one direction or the other, that the Alumni Association would use its authority, its power, and its position to say, okay, we're the keepers of the VMI experience and making sure that all people can get that experience. You need to re-vector, and that seems to have been greatly reduced lately based on what they did.
So what happens going forward? Is there a way to recalibrate with the leadership that Ralph Northam, the former governor, and not insignificantly, the VMI alum, the former head of the Honor Court at VMI? Is there a way to recalibrate off of what he did to say, you know, this guy made some big mistakes. Virginians seem to have rejected a lot of his racial direction with the election of Glenn Youngkin, or is this just too far gone with the current administration of VMI?
I don't think you'll ever find anyone at VMI that says anything's too far gone. I think it, based on what this group wanted to do, and I think there's time to do that, to get things back on track, rebuild things, most importantly, rebuild trust. But right now, it's really up to what the Alumni Association is going to do. The president said that he was going to convene a special meeting for another vote after it had time to contact more alumni, although the vote for the new slate was called by the members there and did not receive a single nay vote. No one voted against it. So right now, you know, kind of see what happens, and hopefully it'll avoid any litigation as folks try to bring this back towards the middle area and get the administration and everyone else to listen and be more open and transparent.
Well, Bob Morris, I know you've got a front row seat to all of this. I appreciate you sharing it with us, and you know, hope you'll update us if there is some sort of negotiation that goes on to moderate this. I appreciate you coming on.
I appreciate it, John. And you know, I've been told, and again, I'm not in the groups just talking to them, that something will occur next week. But really, there's really one point that's not a serious point in negotiation. The new slate was voted in, and that vote needs to be honored. You can't really negotiate away democracy.
One would think. Okay. Well, we'll keep watching it. Bob, thank you for the update.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.